That's one way to start off a big old weekend.
It's the weekend update.
Let's find out what is weekend worthy in your world. First, musically, here at Hank FM. Well, with the big concert, double concert announcements of Brooks and Dunn this week. There was the first show, October 9th. Then, yesterday, let's add a second show, both at Dickies Arena that next day, October 10th. Those tickets go on sale, by the way. General on sale, LiveNation.com this morning at 10 a.m. Be listening to win more of your B&D tickets right here at Hank FM. And be listening all weekend long, because starting with Mark Phillips this afternoon, we're just going to be pumping out those Brooks and Dunn songs and hits all weekend long. A Brooks and Dunn weekend to celebrate the dual announcements this week. Elsewhere, it's a big concert-heavy weekend. I'll see you, Hank fans, tonight for a little T-Bird at Billy Bob's Texas. Tracy Byrd on the stage. I will go up there beforehand and tell you where all the emergency exits are.
So, well, look at you!
It's vitally important.
Hi, JB.
That's me.
Are you going to put your mask on before T-Bird does his? And use the little things like the exits, like the airline stewardesses?
Show everybody how to use their seatbelts. Yeah, yeah. And then tomorrow night, actually, L will be out there for the Josh Abbott Band, Lubbock Boy. So he will be there. Big weekend at Billy Bob's Texas. Elsewhere, also going down in the Stockyards, just kicked off yesterday, the Fort Worth Music Festival and Conference.
Oh.
Yes. So not only do you have music interspersed with, I mean, actually a really good lineup, Stoney LaRue, Jack Ingram, Wade, Ray Wiley, Larry Joe. You're going to have keynote speakers with live music industry executives. It's a network opportunity.
Wow, are they going to wear ties and be grown-ups?
Well, I'm not going there.
I know.
No, it should be cool. And then we crank it up tonight with a little Eric Church in concert as well at Dickies Arena. So he'll be supported by Evangeline versus The Machine. Not Raging Against The Machine.
Yeah, that's
she's
totally
just versus.
Different.
Yeah, she's just, yeah.
Well,
it's not going to take it.
Taken over. I mean, it's a big machine, and they're not getting any younger.
What does Florence have to say about this? Oh,
got
my
questions.
Either which way, Eric Church will be there. Dickies Arena. That should be a heck of a show tonight. Tomorrow, the fun continues on out there at Dickies Arena, and she takes over. You monsters.
Mm-mm.
Both tomorrow night and Sunday, two Gaga concerts. Lady Gaga at Dickies Arena. Are you going?
You know, I did not secure my tickets. Are you going to see the Gaga?
No. I'll probably be Josh Abbott Band tomorrow night. Probably get drug along with that. But also, heads up, everybody. Tomorrow is Co-Wetzel Day, and those that know, So find a random Taco Bell parking lot, and well, you know what to do at that point. Co-Wetzel Day is tomorrow, and he'll be at his Riot Room, and I think there's no chance of getting tickets at this. I think that was a drawing or something registering earlier in the week. Free concert, but it's pretty much already spoken for.
Yeah, I heard the doors open at 2.
Unless you know
somebody.
The concert
is at 7:30, and that's a long time to not only be away from home, but to be waiting for someone else. I mean, it's a Riot Room. It should be a riot.
Go out there to Taco Bell, and you'll have better luck recreating that. If you know, you know. If not, there's AI to help. Elsewhere, we mentioned this yesterday, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is heading all throughout North Texas, and it'll start today at the Tom Thumb up there in Azle. So noon to 6, just sitting up there. Get your Oscar Mayer Wiener on. That was unfortunate.
Okay, that's not everything.
That's not what was intended.
Sharing.
Right there. Okay. Well, you know, then there's the planetary alignment.
Oh, that's right.
And another uncomfortable word, because all the planets will be in the same spot in the sky all at once. Won't happen again until 2040, as legend tells it.
So somebody called the planet manager and was like, could you please get these things in order for once? And this is the night.
Do you think that person said the one planet?
I think they probably
did.
Would
like to say on the radio?
I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
I said it enough with train back
and,
in the day.
Admission to that is totally free and also can be seen very well from a Taco Bell parking lot. So there you go. Six Flags begins their 65th season. That opens up this weekend as well. And there are festivities today, but the race is tomorrow with some spilling over into Sunday. It's the annual Cowtown Marathon.
Oh, you're going to be waking up and running that after you go introduce Tracy Byrd and before Josh Abbott.
I think there's a little bit too much when it comes down to the chafing factor. I can't get past the chafing.
Yeah, I mean, I would do it, but it's running.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If you see me running, you should probably run too, because there's probably a lion chasing me. Just FYI.
Why run when you can just walk or fall down in Taco Bell parking lot?
I know. It's 26 miles. I've got a car, man.
Do we know if Marathon Mark Phillips is competing in this?
I think I may have heard some rumors about that.
I meant to ask him like six times this week. Every time, I don't know. There's something more pressing.
Proving he's a curve thrower once again. It's like he could just wake up tomorrow and decide to do
it. He could do it.
If you're running in the Cowtown Marathon, let me know.
There you go. Let them know.
We're going to lobby Mark.
Of course, Palo Pinto State Park, we've been talking about that all this week. And its soft opening, as they say, is on Sunday. So open to the public. I don't know the reservation situation. I'm sure those filled up quickly. But they did a lot of work on this. Very excited from what they've shown, pictures and otherwise. Well done to our state of Texas on that.
I tried to figure out the reservation situation.
Yeah.
And you had to like log in and create an account.
Ah.
And I can't commit to all that yet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to.
If you're running in the Cowtown Marathon, let me know.
That's different. I've got reservations, completely different reservations about that.
Yeah, but a lion could chase you out there, so we can get Heather Lee going.
The cougar and the lamb.
Down the pike. Hood County Home and Garden Show coming up. And on Monday, we'll certainly be celebrating it on the show, Texas Independence Day.
Woo-hoo!
That's right. But what you got going this weekend?
Well, we are still in our winter guard era.
It's 80 degrees for the high today. Come on now.
Yes, I understand.
When's spring guard kick in?
So very soon, and it's going to be apparently a whole summer and fall experience. I was informed not to make any plans for October or November.
Okay.
So there's that. I don't know if your yard is doing the same thing mine is, but it's going to need some attention with the lawnmower.
Yeah.
And
I've been for a bit.
Researching pre-emergence because I'm so fun. Mm. And I'm giving love during lockup one more chance.
I mean, pre-emergence.
We've got to turn this around. Okay. It really leaves a lot to be desired this season.
Well, let me know. I've got my new chainsaw, so.
You're going to party.
Just let me know. And come over there and fix everything with the chainsaw. I might do that this weekend a little bit. I do likewise have a lot of kiddo action going on this weekend. I mean, it's UIL theater action time and all that stuff. So there's rehearsals and yada, 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 and stuff like that. And then Elle wants to go play golf today. And we're not like, I mean, I have golf clubs.
You do?
But it's been a couple of presidential terms ago since I've played. So I don't know. I mean, the weather's nice.
So y'all played tennis and went on a walk, and now you're going golfing?
Yeah,
I didn't even know you were rich.
This is getting horribly out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take her to a Taco Bell parking lot. And we'll just knock them all out.
Girl.
All out at once.